Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Look who we have in the studio lounge, a Canadian.
Yay!
Dima Khalili from the Canadian Credit Union Association. How are you?
I'm very well, Mark.
Local.
How are
we
you?
We have a local in the studio lounge.
Yes, local Canada, but I'm based in Toronto.
Oh, so, the other side.
The other side,
there. Okay.
Yes.
But hey, you know what? It's all good. Canada's a great country, big country as well.
It is.
But absolutely gorgeous out there. I keep saying, if you're a National Geographic photographer, this is the place to come.
Gorgeous nature. Yeah. Amazing. Mountains, ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing here. Amazing here. So let's get to the conference here. How's it going for you so far? I know you've been on a session. You were in a session or about to be in a session.
I just finished a session.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. But I want to get your kind of your highlights.
Yes.
Any takeaways besides your session?
I mean, the best thing about it that I've been in the credit union sector so far for a few years.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it that I've been, of course, communicating and engaging with credit unions from across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that I'm actually engaging with those from different parts of the world.
That's pretty cool.
And this is amazing. And it's just so many people, over 3,000 people. I'm sure that, you know, you keep hearing the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's a record number
mm-hmm.
in terms of how many times they've been doing it every year.
Yeah.
This is a record number.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just interesting to know what they're doing in Australia, what they're doing in Africa, Brazil. Brazil has been big.
Oh, yeah.
So it's also good to showcase what we're doing as Canadian. So we do have about 5 sessions focusing mainly on topics related to the Canadian credit union sector.
Okay.
And one of which is the topic that the session that I moderated
mm-hmm.
Earlier today, this morning. And we also have another 2 focusing on the young leaders. We call them the national young leaders because they come from across the country. And another session on open banking. So 7 in total, 5 panels.
The open banking's tomorrow,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's tomorrow with Jeff in the morning at 9-ish.
Yeah, I want to watch that one for sure.
Yeah, this one is amazing. And if you know, we can also talk to Abraham Tashajian,
mm-hmm.
who is the lead from the government, and he's going to be speaking with Jeff, Fireside Chat.
Very nice. Well, that's going to be a standing room only session, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right, Dima, let's talk about your session that you were just in, Leveraging Digital and Social Media to Attract Younger Members. This has never been more timely and opportune right now, because credit unions, as we all know, need to get younger, especially in the membership arena. So give us a quick overview on what you guys talked about in that session.
So what's happening now is that 60% of credit union members are either going to retire or retired. If you compare that percentage
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the banks, it's 43%.
Oh, that's a big gap.
So there's a big gap
there.
And at the same time, when you look at the younger generation, millennials and Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
what you will realize that around, I think it was 13%
mm-hmm.
that are our members, but if you compare it with the banks, it's 17%.
Oh, yeah.
So there is that gap, but mm-hmm. it's also an opportunity for us on how to promote the different products and services
mm-hmm.
that we have.
Mm-hmm.
As a national association, we do have some campaigns that are creating awareness, and today's session, we brought in 3 speakers in
mm-hmm.
order to talk specifically about what they're doing to promote actually the credit union value, what they do to that segment or that demographic in specific.
What are they doing? Can you share with us maybe 1 or 2 nuggets that would be helpful?
So a lot of it has to do going back to basics, values.
Mm-hmm.
So our values really resonate with the younger demographic. So when we're talking about, you know, treating people as people, not just as profit, make it more personalized, not just, you know, mass. And also, you know, it's personal relationship. I know that everyone think that that younger generation is just focused on digital banking. But they also really appreciate anything that has to do with the in-person relationship when it comes to complex issues.
Oh.
They want to restructure their debt. They don't want a chatbot to talk to them about how to do that.
Nobody wants that.
They want to talk to someone their age, understand their needs.
Yeah.
And I know what we do is that we just say, you know, stereotype and say millennials, Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just that. It's about the different life stages. So, you know, if you just finished basically university or looking to do your master's degree, mm-hmm. that's a different stage than someone wanting to build a family or buy a home, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to think of it this way. And what they do, especially the three speakers that I spoke to today from different parts of Canada,
mm-hmm.
is that they do a personalization or creating personas you know, there's Jen, there is David,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are they in terms of, you know, age, their stage life, and what kind of platforms they use. We have so many platforms that it's coming, you know, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Threads with a D, which is very similar to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
came about early July, July 7th. And it's peaked very similar to Twitter, and it was a product by Meta that runs Facebook and Instagram.
Threads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that it peaked at 100 million
mm-hmm.
users,
mm-hmm.
but then 4 days ago, the Wall Street Journal reported that it dropped 70%. 70%. So basically, you lost many users because everyone just think that, oh, this is the next thing, you know, that we all need to be there.
Right.
But then, you know, there should be more, I would say, sustainability strategy in order how to keep everyone engaged. So as marketeer, we need to think, you know, make sure that you wait a bit, you evaluate, and most importantly, are they basically your target audience? Are they on this platform or not?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's so many things in terms of the media, the medium or the vehicle or the platform, the target audience, the channels, but the message, the storytelling,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
as a journalist, you know, that's when I started,
mm-hmm.
and you would know that more than anyone else,
yeah.
you know, it's really like, it's about the message.
Yep.
Does this resonate with me?
Mm-hmm.
Does this speak to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does it influence me, affect me, impact me, and being very inspirational, because that young generation.
I'm sorry to interrupt, did they share, like, what types of stories resonate with this younger generation? Because that's really important. Like you said, the messaging is so vital to capture their attention, because their attention is so scattered in so many areas.
Yeah.
But man, if we can stand out some way, in some form.
I mean, ESG is big. Environment, social governance, and really speaks with them.
Okay.
You know, we have one Earth, and we know that we're not gonna get another Earth. So everyone is looking into what are we doing as different financial institutions to contribute to making this Earth better, or at least not making it worse.
I like that.
So
okay.
it's really important, you know, that you know, part of our values, the seven values of any cooperative financial institution, is actually climate, responsible investment.
Yeah.
So all of these things resonate with them. So if we make sure that we highlight and educate those younger mm-hmm. generations of mm-hmm. exactly what already we're doing, it would align. It would make more perfect sense for them to become our members.
Yeah, I've read studies or read reports where being part of an organization that is mission-driven resonates really well with the younger group. I mean, as it should with any demographic. That should be demographic agnostic, but especially so with the younger group. So was that discussed as well? And it sounds like it was, based on the ESG discussion part of it.
Yeah, we did not focus on the ESG part. We focused more on different mediums, channels, and what kind of tactics we are doing. However, with my conversations with them, before and after, we did touch on this because it's part of who we are as a sector. I would say that there are different strategies now that most of credit unions are doing, focusing on social purpose.
Okay.
So we are a financial institution, but we have a social purpose. It's not just about making money,
mm-hmm.
but it's about making sure that everywhere we go, we make it a better place.
Right.
So yeah, that's the overall, I would say, view of how we look at things.
Okay, Dima, you are an amazing resource, and that's why I'm picking your brain so much.
Sure.
What medium resonates the best? I mean, obviously video is probably king obviously, you know, that's why YouTube is YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what medium resonates best with the younger generations?
So that was actually one of the questions addressed at the panel, and it depends on the credit union.
Okay.
So, as you may know, within Canada, it's actually different sizes. You have the big ones and you have the small ones. You have the ones in remote areas. You have the ones in big cities. So the most important thing to say, where are my target audience and what are they using? So if you are in a small town,
yeah,
and most of them use Facebook, then it is Facebook.
Really?
If you are in a bigger town and everyone is using TikTok,
yeah,
then you need to be on TikTok.
Right, right.
So you would need to understand, first and foremost, the environment, like where and the target audience,
mm-hmm,
but also understand, you know, that they're going to be not the same. So, for instance, you know, if you're in a big city, it's different than the let's say remote area, and
sure,
what kind of message that you want
right,
to
right,
convey, because right, it's different,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what we do at CCUA, Canadian Credit Union Association, we focus on the awareness piece, and the awareness piece, it really comes into the simple thing. What is a credit union? And what we did last year, we literally went on the street and we asked people around,
yeah,
what is a credit union?
Mm-hmm.
What do you
mm-hmm
think?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was a bit like
what?
What?
Yes.
So I think what's really important is the awareness piece, but hand in hand work and talk about each credit union, what they're doing in terms of specific campaigns,
mm-hmm,
products,
mm-hmm,
services,
mm-hmm,
different basically target audiences that they're reaching
yeah
out, because
yeah
it's going to be different for each of these groups.
Do you guys have a kind of a national credit union campaign? Because we've been talking about this in the States for a long time as well, kind of like a Got Milk type of organizational campaign, because that's puts credit unions kind of in a unified, I guess, type of environment, if you will, and it kind of paints a broad brushstroke of like, hey, this is what a credit union is. So you're nodding your head, and
yes,
so
yes,
share
yes
with me that, because I think
so,
that's that. I think
yeah
that is much needed in this, in you know, the United States as well.
Yeah, I love this question. It was asked also
oh,
by the audience
good,
in
good
my in my session 3 years ago. What we did is that we launched an educational program. It's a marketing campaign, but we called it an educational
sure
program
sure
because the focus is literally to educate people. And we called it "What is a Credit Union Educational Program?"
Okay.
And it focused literally on different platforms to reach out mainly millennials and Gen Z,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to educate them around what is a credit union and the benefits that they can get
mm-hmm
out of being a
mm-hmm
member, and the differences between members and customers vis-a-vis, let's
yeah
say, other financial
yeah
institutions. You know, you're an owner being with a credit union. What kind of personalized services and products that
mm-hmm
you can get by being with a credit
yeah
union. So all of this, we did it through campaign that is mainly digital. We used YouTube, so video definitely, and we used Instagram.
Okay.
So those two, we felt that we are really targeting.
Good choices.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
and we used paid media and also organic.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm
it was a mix, and we have realized definitely some pickup. You know,
oh,
people
good
started talking about
see
it.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But as anything else, when it comes to marketing, you would need consistency years over
right
years
yeah
in order for basically people to be like, oh, I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know
mm-hmm
this. Now I understand what is a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be sustainable, but it has to be inconsistent. But also credit unions, they need also to highlight what they do specifically in terms of
exactly,
you know, specific campaigns that pertaining to each credit
yeah
union.
That seems like that's the one big hurdle that gets in the way of credit unions, is that
education
what is
piece,
a credit
what
union
is a credit
exactly
union.
And once people
yeah
get it, they're like, oh my gosh, why didn't
yeah
I know that, you know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah, oh my gosh. All right, last question for you. What's the big takeaway in your session? What was the big goal or the big takeaway that you want folks to take back to their credit unions and go, hey, you know what, I heard Dima Khalili from the Canadian Credit Association talk about this. We should probably implement this, or this is a great idea. What was the big takeaway for you?
Lots of people think we're going to take those ideas and implement them. It doesn't work this way. What you need to think is, you know, what are my goals? What's my strategy? Mm-hmm. What do I need to achieve? Mm-hmm. And think of you as a credit union and understand, you know, that whatever you're going to do, you cannot just copy paste and have it, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Ideas, you can take it and tailor made it to fit with what you want to achieve.
Yeah, yeah.
But you cannot just like copy paste and think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So an Australian lady came to me from, she's from a credit union, mm-hmm. and she was like, well, I tried this, but it didn't work. And I tried that, it didn't work. So I asked her the question, what are your goals? What do you want to achieve? Who are you targeting? What channels do you use?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, although, you know, we talk with confidence, some of it is really, try and see if it's going to work.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
you're going to definitely fail sometimes. It's better than not trying.
Exactly.
And there's so many testing before actually you launch a campaign. Yeah. So test it, see if it's going to work, and then, you know, take it from there. And I would also want to give the audience one important thing.
Sure.
If you feel that, you know, you launch something, and then after a few weeks, you figure that, oh my God, I'm not reaching the audience that I want,
mm-hmm.
pull it back, stop it. Don't put all the money and say, no, I have to continue because I'm committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
What you're committed to is literally reaching your goal. So always tweak as you go along.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This was wonderful. Oh my gosh.
Good.
So many takeaways.
Thank you so much, Dima, for having me.
Dima Khalili, everybody, from the Canadian Credit Union Association.
Thank you.
Our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.